Good morning. Welcome to The Extra on KRDO News Radio, show that connects you with the topics and issues and people that are important to you. Two very important people here. In fact, I should leave the room. I'm just saying. You all know him, love him. Former councilman Merv Bennett, who is now the grand poobah. Is that the way to put it, Merv? For the Pikes Peak Area Complete Count Committee. Yes. A little humor. But yeah, chair of the Pikes Peak Area Complete Count Committee. City Clerk Sarah Johnson is here. Hello, Sarah. Hello. Great to see you both.
Good to see you.
It's good to see you.
I appreciate you guys coming in kind of last minute-ish, but we need to talk about Census 2020. It is a census year, and everything is gearing up, getting ready to go, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
So what is let's give kind of a timeline for when everybody should start seeing stuff and filling out the census and all that stuff.
Well, the census day is April 1st, 2020. So that's the critical date, but the information will be starting to be sent out around March 13th.
Okay.
Let me give you an example of why the first is called Census Day, and that's a national day. I laugh that that happens to be April Fool's Day.
Yeah. But I wasn't going to say anything. But yeah.
But on April 1st, I'm going to use it's. You need to fill out the census based upon where you live on April 1st.
Okay.
So let me give you an example. Mm-hmm. If you purchased a home and you didn't move into it until April 15th, but you bought it in March, it's where you live April 1st.
Interesting.
Is where you fill it out. That's the date.
Okay.
There's also some confusion that takes place with folks. I'll use my daughter as an example. She's in the middle of Air Force, mm-hmm. and she's stationed at the Pentagon. They live in Alexandria, but she and her husband have a home here, but it's where she lives April 1st. So she needs to fill it out as is living in Alexandria, Virginia, not Colorado Springs.
Even though they have a home here.
Right.
Right.
But it's where you live April 1st.
Interesting.
And so that's just consistent and keeps it true to what it's supposed to be. And it is federal law that we fill out the census. One of the things that's critical in this is that it's extremely safe. There are a lot of people that are kind of afraid to fill out the census for fear. And the census doesn't have any immigration questions in it. There's not a single immigration question. And the reason I say it's very safe is that the census staff cannot share the census information other than the count with the president at the end of the year. So they can't share information with the FBI. They can't share it with the local police, and there's a significant penalty to it. It's $250,000 fine and up to 7 years in jail if that information is shared. Mm. So it's a very safe thing to do.
And that's generally what you guys think is why some people don't fill it out.
Yes.
Because they have a misunderstanding.
That's correct.
On how that information is used.
Yeah. And it cannot be shared. Just the count itself will be shared with the president at the end of the year.
So let's talk about why the census is so important. What does that mean for areas, communities, cities, towns, states? What do these numbers mean? Why is it so important?
Sarah, why don't you start with that and I'll fill in what I can.
It is important because federal funding and also some state funding is based upon in some part or in whole on census data. So let's think about some of the great opportunities we have across the city. We're such a growing, prosperous city right now. The economic opportunity zones, we've had a lot of chatter about those creations last year. Those were created based mainly on census tract data. So the amount of responses where people live. The Southeast is one part of our town that received an economic opportunity zone, and there's a lot of funding attached to that, special financing, special funding for developers. And those were identified solely based upon census data as to which pieces of the state of Colorado, they're all around the state. Census data was a huge part of that. That's how we identified the ones that we have in our community, where the base element was that. So you can think of some of the federal funding, the HUD funding, community block development grants, not only just benefits, school funding, federal school funding, the free lunch program, the after school programs, in some cases, the preschool programs. Those are in part funded and determined by the census data. How many people live here? Developers, businesses look at census data to determine, hey, do I want to open my new restaurant here? Do I need to build a hotel here? Do I need to bring my factory here? Those things are based on population data and the trends and the things that come out of that, like ages. How many young children do you have? What are the ages of the children? What's your education level? Mm-hmm. Those kind of things are all based in part by the different pieces of the different versions of the census.
Yeah, and to add to that, as Sarah said, you know, education, our roads and infrastructure, the federal funding that comes for that, when it comes to health care, those are things in that. Housing, as we've said, the federal funding. What people don't realize is in 2018, $13 billion, and that's with a B, came back to Colorado from the federal government. And it was totally based upon the census.
Wow.
And the significance of the complete count is that in 2010, the estimate done by our data committee is that we missed 7% of the population.
From that census. Wow.
Put a dollar figure to that. That's about $2,300 per person per year that we missed out on. And I like to look at it this way. Those are dollars that are supposed to come back to our community, and they're our tax dollars that are supposed to come back to our community. So we're not taking money away from somebody else. We're justifying the money that belongs here.
But if we miss 7% of the population in that census, then that's the amount of money.
It's really a bunch of money that we're missing every year.
Right.
And we'll miss it for the next 10 years if we don't get the complete count. So.
Okay. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, Sarah and Merv are going to help us clarify. There are two separate, we were talking about this before we came on. There are two different separate census is, my goodness, it's been a long morning. Don't get confused, right? And we'll talk about that. And also how you can get information, what to expect coming up in this census. Really, it's a really easy process. So we're going to talk about that when we come back on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Good morning. Welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Today, we are talking with Pikes Peak Area Complete Count Committee Chair and former councilman Merv Bennett is here. Hello.
Hi.
And city clerk Sarah Johnson is here. Hi, Sarah.
Hello.
Okay, so we're going to get down to all the details about the census 2020, but we were kind of talking, I was telling you guys before we started. It was so funny. I was so confused. I kept getting stuff in the mail and it said census and this. I was like, but no. It's not census year. Why do? And then I kept getting these threatening, like, federal J, whatever. So there's actually two cents. I filled it out, right? But there's actually two separate, so folks should not get confused. So right. I want to clarify really quick from what I kept getting and what is coming out here in the next month. Yeah. So let's clarify.
Sure.
Yeah.
The American Community Survey, which is a sample, they take a sample of the population across the United States, and they send these surveys every single year. They go out right around this time of the year, and will somewhat overlap the decennial census. But that survey is, like I said, very important because that gives you yearly updates to the population. The decennial census, of course, is every 10 years. So the American Community Survey is a longer, the way to tell the difference, quite honestly, is it is a much longer set of questions. They ask everything from the normal information, how many people live in your house, how many children, how many adults, your ethnicity. But they also go in to say how many rooms are in your house, how far do you commute to work, those kind of things. It's much lengthier. It is still an official U.S. Census Bureau census. You do have to fill it out. It will contain the warnings that you must fill this out. If they'll send it to you the first time, and if you don't respond, they'll keep sending it again.
Like they were me, like, and they kept sending and kept, like, uh-huh.
Right, and then they'll mail you a paper form in the end, but they will not let you go. And remember, that's a sample across the U.S., a statistically relevant sample. The census we're talking about, the one that happens every 10 years called the decennial census, is sent out to every single home address.
Okay.
And that one is done every 10 years. It's very short, very few questions, mainly asking, you know, how many people live in your home? Is this your address? And the ethnicity of the individuals and those things. It's a much, much shorter census. You can still do it online. That's the main way that the invitation will come to you. A letter will come addressed to, you know, residents of 1012 Smith Street, for example. And that one is also required to fill out. So if you happen to get the American Community Survey,
yes,
you need to fill that one out. And then you also, when you get the invitation to fill out the decennial census, you need to fill that one out too. They are both government and federal required. But it is confusing.
I was so confused. I was like, it's not census time, right?
It is. It is very confusing. But it's critical. I said we missed 7% of those.
In the 2010, right?
2010. Yeah. And a lot of that is from confusion. A lot of those were children under five, which is kind of surprising.
Yeah.
But let's say it's a divorced family.
Okay.
And where are they living? Well, it's where they're living April 1st.
Yes.
And so one may have said, well, I'm sure my ex reported him, so I won't do that. And probably the ex thought, well, my ex is reporting, they didn't report them, so we missed them. And it's valued at about $2,300 per person.
So 7%, that's a lot.
And also Hispanics and minorities have been a challenge, but some of the issues is some of our seniors can get very confused by this. People in nursing homes may not know how to fill it out. So we need everybody helping to get people to fill this out, because it's critical to our community to get the dollars in and the reapportionment when it comes to elected positions like city council, county commissioners, federal representatives.
Because in this one, we were talking about
this. It's all done by the census.
Yeah, it's done by the census, and we could possibly see another district, right? Another congressional seat.
We could get a congressional seat.
For our area from the census.
We think we have the population in El Paso and Teller County for a congressional seat. I hope they divide it that way, but we do have the population for that.
Because we are seeing such a population
boom. That's correct.
Here. Okay, so what we're going to do, we do need to take a quick news break. When we come back, we're going to give you websites that you can go get more information, when to expect what, where you can reach out if you have questions, and more details about the Census 2020. We're talking with Merv Bennett, Sarah Johnson on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. And welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Excited to be talking with Merv Bennett. He is the chair of Pikes Peak Area Complete Count Committee, and City Clerk Sarah Johnson. Thank you both for joining us this morning. And of course, we are talking about the 2020 census. Okay, so first, let's start with, so everybody can start going and getting some info. You guys have made it really easy. Website. Are you ready for it? It's really hard.
Yeah.
It's really hard.
It's the website is Pikes Peak Census altogether.
Yes.
.com.
I know that's hard, right?
Yeah.
PikesPeakCensus.com.
And you can get all the information you need, including if you'd like a temporary part-time job, you can find them on that website.
Well, and we do need to specify because this PikesPeakCensus.com is for El Paso and Teller County residents.
It's the Pikes Peak region.
Exactly. Yeah. But we want to clarify for everybody. Sometimes we have to do that. Now, you were thinking that there might be some more positions available up in the Teller County area, but down here, we might be okay.
Yeah, but
pretty close.
We were told at our last meeting that there were some positions open up in Teller County, and so we need people to help with that. And the jobs start around between $16 and $20 an hour. It's not like they're minimum wage jobs.
Right. Exactly.
And so if you're and they are temporary.
Yeah, exactly. So. And let's talk about the census office opening in the Colorado Springs area. That was huge, wasn't it?
For
that announcement that Colorado Springs, the census office is
it
here.
It is. It's a real coup for Southern Colorado in general that we have an office. And to be headquartered here in Colorado Springs in Mission Trace, down in the southeast part of our community, is really remarkable and really exciting because of funding cuts, et cetera, there are fewer actual offices across the nation than there were 10 years ago. Mm. And so we're very, very lucky. And I think it's a good sign of how booming our community is and how good we are at getting workers and getting information out that they chose to put one of their offices here. And like I said, it covers all of Southern Colorado. And that's where, if you work with the census, that'll be your headquarters here. And those census jobs are full-time, and there's plenty of part-time jobs. They're flexible hours. So if you need a second job or you're a stay-at-home person, a caregiver, they do offer some online, some data entry type things, along with some of those that'll be out in the field. One of the things they will do and are doing is once the census data or your people start filling out their census document, they're do quality checks. So they'll take a sample of those completed documents for our area, for example, and then they'll send field reps out to knock on doors going, hey, they'll be officially credentialed. There is information on the Census Bureau site, which you can get to from pikespeakcensus.com if you want to verify if someone's legit or not. And they'll be saying, hey, you filled out your census document. We just want to verify this is you. You did complete it. And then go through some of the information because they do need to do those quality checks.
Absolutely, to ensure the information. And as you were mentioning, Merv, in the break, like this all started in our area in like September of 2018, not last year.
Yes, that's
2018.
Correct.
Is that when they announced the office was going to be here?
No, that's when we started our complete count committee.
Okay.
And we started it with 13 different subcommittees who can focus on specific areas. And let me give you some examples. Business subcommittee.
Okay.
We have a military subcommittee. Mm-hmm. We have an education subcommittee. Mm-hmm. We have a government subcommittee. And we have a rising professionals subcommittee. One of the problems with our rising professionals and our young millennials is that they usually don't vote. And this is, they matter. Like I said, it's $2,300 per person that comes back per year that comes back
to the community.
And in last year, this is an estimate of the dollars that come back to El Paso County alone is $1.9 billion. Now, it comes in several ways. Like I mentioned before, it comes through education, it comes through infrastructure, it comes through health care. Different forms, but it really matters. And so these committees have been working hard. We have a media subcommittee. We have a health subcommittee. Like I said, there's 13 subcommittees who are focused in those specific areas. We've been told that we have the most active complete count committee in the state.
That's great.
We can do better, you know, and we need to do better.
Right.
And we need the help of everybody in the community. And everybody that's listening to this needs to be able to help. So if they have a senior that's in a care home, they could help them to fill that out.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really important to do that because those dollars can help their health care as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. Every penny really counts. Every dollar.
It really does. It's really significant.
So let's talk about really quick some of the, I'm sure, biggest questions that you get. So let's first start with, let's start with military so they understand school students, so they understand how their count works, okay? So, of course, our military population, we have a fantastic large military population here. Now, some of them may be deployed. Some of them may be training someplace right now, right? So how does, for military families, military members, how does that work?
Sure. Military members, they do count. And that was one of our undercounted areas in the 2010 census is the military individuals. So if they live on base, so we have so many bases here, particularly Fort Carson, obviously, being the one that has the most has base housing, I should say. So the ones that live on base, the census, U.S. Census Bureau is coordinating with the military and all the branches to capture that information directly.
Right. Okay.
But we have so many of our military individuals that live off base all across our great city. And so those individuals will be getting the census reply, to, the census invitation, I should say, invitation to respond. They'll be getting that at their home.
At their home address.
And so, and that's what I mean, 1012 Smith Street. So these invitations, by the way, will not be going to P.O. boxes because it's location-based, right? So you can have a P.O. box and be living anywhere in the country.
Right.
So the addresses are going to, or the invitations are going to actual domicile home addresses.
Okay.
So those military individuals will get that. And the most important thing with our military is, obviously, there are deployments.
Yeah, I was going to say, what if they're deployed?
Fort Carson that are deployed overseas.
Absolutely.
And those individuals, even though that spouse is technically not there, as Merv mentioned, the key thing is where are you
on that,
living on April 1?
On April 1.
A deployed spouse who is overseas, for example, would still count here on April 1 at their home. Even though they're deployed, they would overseas,
so
they would
their
still count
significant
here.
Significant other or whatever would count
Correct.
Them here.
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 Right.
At
they
this
would count
address.
Themselves, their deployed yep. spouse, and any children. And children count, by the way, from the day you're born all the way, you know, until the day we pass on,
yeah,
so to speak. That's who counts. So newborn babies count. You know, there's no age limit. An undercount area for us, by the way, was 10 years ago, was children under
children,
five.
Children, yeah. That, yeah. Children,
so those preschool programs
yeah.
and those kind of things were harmed by not having school programs, were harmed by not having those. So most important thing is deployed overseas, just deployed military count here. If they live here. So that is an easy to, that's a confusing question, you know, for the person filling that out. Is,
yeah, it's a,
I'm
like you're saying, like that military
here.
Member is deployed, then right. the spouse might be going, but wait, right? They're not here right. on this date. So we wanted to clarify. Mm-hmm. Okay, speaking of school and education, not to be confused with students, okay?
Right.
So if we have a bunch of students that are living on campus here, say in Colorado Springs or Teller mm-hmm. County or wherever it is that they're in school, how does that work then? What do they go by their home address, say they're from another state or here?
And, you know, that is probably the most confusing thing, right. I think, for students in general is because yeah. a lot of them are still being claimed for taxes, you know, by
exactly.
their parents, where they're from, whether, like you said, it's in the state or out of the state. But as far as the census counts, they count here. So the and we have an education committee that comprises, you know, primary, secondary, and we have UCCS, we have Pikes Peak Community College,
CC,
yes. Colorado College, the Air Force Academy. We have people involved in that. And so the Census Bureau will also send staff to those campuses, and that's called group quarters. Residences. So those that are living on campus, they'll be visiting those dorms and assemblies or various other things, trying to get that accurate count. So college students count here if you are living here to go to school.
So that's what they need to understand when they get that information.
Right.
They have to count
here. And one
here.
Of the other areas that the census group is working on right now deals with the homeless.
Mm-hmm.
And they're identifying where those homeless spots are. And in probably in May of this year, they will be making visits to those to get a complete count there as well.
Okay. Yeah, because that can't be easy. And we were kind of
right.
touching on it too, as and homeless would be. And also, we were kind of talking about this because I know some people talk about this as well as the inmate population. Is that kind of the same as the school population? Mm-hmm. Like
Very similar.
A
yes.
group quarter.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Yes.
So, okay.
And Census
That's
Bureau
correct.
Staff will be going to those. Particularly, let's mention just El Paso County Jail,
right.
which
yeah.
houses, you know, prisoners from different counties, different cities. They'll have Census Bureau staff. They've already reached out to Sheriff Elder to start mm-hmm. coordinating those visits to get the census documents filled out for those individuals. And they do count here.
In this address.
Correct.
That's
in our case, it would be the, you know, mainly the city of Colorado Springs because
right.
that's where
because this is where the dollars mm-hmm. to support them. Needs to come to.
Needs to come to. Okay. So let's take a break. And when we come back, we're going to kind of go over kind of a timeline of dates, when to expect stuff, where to go to get information. We will have more with Sarah Johnson, Bennett next on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Welcome back, KRDO News Radio, to The Extra. We're talking this morning with Pikes Peak Area Complete Count Committee, getting ready for the 2020 Census. Chair Merv Bennett is here. City Clerk Sarah Johnson is here. Okay, so let's do a rundown really quick of dates so everybody has it. March 13th is when everything's expected to come out, right?
That's when material will start to be sent out.
Okay.
So they get it on the 13th, 14th, or 15th. Right. That's a time frame. The date to fill out is April 1st.
But you can fill it out before or after, right?
Yes, you can. Yeah. And then in May, if you have not responded, then the census staff will start following up to the people that haven't responded. And they'll be going door to door. And they will have credentials. So you can go to our website. Remember, our website is pikespeakcensus.com. And it tells how you can identify.
And what to look for specifically.
Yes, what to look for specifically.
Right.
And so they'll use that through probably May through the summer months to do the follow-up. And then the final report will be given to the president in December of 2020.
Okay. And
then that's when the count will be reported, and that's when it's going to start to be used for the things that we talked about, infrastructure funding.
And then the funding comes in the following year?
That's correct.
Okay. And I thought it was great in the break we were talking about, we're not going to get into the ACS survey, but the other census, but we were really bringing up how important it is, though, that the 10-year census, again, with the growth, but then there's the other census boomers. It is so critical, again, that folks fill this out. Because like we were saying, the 7% in the last census, right, that was not counted for, mostly military, mostly children under 5. And that's where our community really, right, was struggling for funding, right?
Correct.
So make sure you count everybody in the household.
Yes.
Yeah.
Newborn babies, you know, like I said, all the way up, everybody truly counts.
Yeah, everyone.
Yeah. And count, it doesn't matter if, like, hey, 3 hours old.
Now,
they count.
I realize a lot of people have pets, and pets are really important, and we all love our pets, but I'm sorry to say pets do not count as populations. So
you know, I'm
sorry
waiting for them
that.
To go, hey, your four-legged child is tax deductible. That's what I'm.
Although my Labrador Retriever will be disappointed with that.
I know. Mine will too, and my Golden. Okay, so let's cover info again, where to find everything out. Again, the pikespeakcensus.com. That is your website, your go-to website for El Paso, Teller County residents to find about the census.
That's correct.
If they have questions, everything like that, they can search there and reach out. Is that
That's
right?
That's correct.
And there
That's
are
correct.
Links off of that page, multiple links to the U.S. Census Bureau's webpage also
okay.
on that.
And look for employment, too, if there are still
Absolutely.
Jobs
There's
available.
There's a link there.
Perfect. Okay. And then also on social media, it looks like as well.
Yes, for our tech-savvy individuals out there, we do our Pikes Peak Area Complete Count Committee. We are on Facebook at Pikes Peak Census. We are on Instagram, Pikes Peak Census. We are on Twitter, Pikes Peak Census. And we are on LinkedIn, which is census-2020-PPR. So please, all of you out there, please make comments and do anything you can. We've got plenty of hashtags
available. Hashtag we count.
Is the most important. Hashtag save the date since it's 2020. Hashtag everyone counts, PPR. There's so many things out there, but we can do what we can do through our committee and through your great media partnership. Thank you for having us.
Oh, of course.
But what matters most is the person-to-person communication. As you know, a lot of people, yourself included, we're motivated by my friend said this, or my pastor. We have a religious committee.
Yeah, the COS, I
exactly.
love you, cause I love you.
We have a nonprofit committee. So it's the word of mouth, the trusted individual that you trust to tell you, hey, you should really fill this document out. So we need everybody's help in saying how important this document is.
Yeah.
And it's really important that everybody recognize this is very safe.
And thank you, Merv. I wanted you to bring that up again.
Yeah.
Touch on how safe this is. Again, people do have fears about filling out the census.
Absolutely.
And they don't need to.
And it's federal law that this is safe. It's federal law that the Census Bureau cannot share respondent answers with the FBI, CIA, welfare, immigration, et cetera. Can't even do the local police.
Yeah, because the fine is hefty.
It's a $250,000 fine plus up to 7 years in jail.
Yeah.
So that's a significant penalty
yeah.
for sharing that type of information. And like I said, we've seen the questions that are going to be on the census. There's not a single question related to immigration.
Yeah, identifier as.
No
yeah.
citizenship question. I know that was a controversy yeah, earlier in the
that's
year.
Correct.
I just want to make it very clear, as Merv has repeatedly stated, there is no censorship question on the decennial census.
Yeah, so fill it out.
Yes,
no,
fill it out.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And so again, watch out. I'm just going to run through the dates again. March 13th, stuff will be start sending out. April 1st is Census Day. I love how you put that, Merv. April Fool's Day. And then May, they will possibly start reaching out in person if you don't fill out your census.
To follow up.
Yeah.
Yes.
And again, go to PikesPeakCensus.com for more info. Sarah, Merv, thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
I appreciate you coming in. And again, thanks. Website, PikesPeakCensus.com.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank
coming.
You.
Thank you so much. Coming up tomorrow on the Extra Business Edition on KRDO News Radio.